everyone. So, as someone who has been podcasting for a very long time, when there are very big events, I feel pressured to say something, although I'm not a broadcaster, I'm not an influencer, I don't have millions of followers or hundreds of thousands of followers. I'm just one person with a microphone, and by microphone, I mean I use my cell phone. I'm not Joe Rogan, call her daddy in a studio. And that being said, I have no idea where I will go with this episode because I don't have an outline, and it's already been a struggle in recent weeks for me to find the time to record. I think that will get a little bit better soon. I still haven't covered the Love is Blind reunion. I'm not trying to half-ass it. I've only watched about 19 minutes on a rewatch, watching it again to talk about it. And what I intend to do is to talk about kind of what has happened since the reunion, since I'm so late on discussing the reunion itself. And this is a hard episode for me because I don't feel that I have anything original to say. I will say what was very surprising to me is I was just on someone's Instagram reading their stories, and this particular celebrity is a male podcaster. He's a gay male podcaster. And he has gone in the paint so hard, trashing Donald Trump for months, whether it's mostly on social media, but also on his podcast sometimes. And the way how this man said, just be kind to one another, just love on each other and be kind today, that was a letdown. So at least I'm not the person who has been galvanized and so incredibly motivated to take down Donald Trump. And then when he's reelected, I just throw my hands in the air and basically say, have a good day. Keep that same energy. What a letdown. It felt so cowardly. Like you need to have that fire, the same fire that you had in your belly for all those months. Why, where did that go when the man is reelected? The very same day of the election, yesterday morning, he spent about 10 minutes on his Instagram stories talking about how Donald Trump is a rapist and how Republicans are raping everybody. That's what he discussed. And then today he's like, have a good day. Wow. You know, because I have been doing what I suspect a lot of us do, which is going and reading what people we follow, slash people, news and media and intelligent people, what they have to say. So for him to act like someone else today, it was pretty appalling. Me, on the other hand, I have not spoken about Trump very much. I'm not into the way that a lot of his cult followers react. I do believe that Donald Trump has a cult, and his followers, they fit the profile of cult members, like down to a T. And so I don't like cult members. The cult leader can never do anything wrong in the eyes of the cult members. So I'm not really trying to have any type of interactions or engagement with people who believe that he cannot do anything wrong. That was proven yesterday at the polls, and obviously including the mail-in, the early votes and yesterday's votes. That was proven because the man has done several things wrong. And as we know, it's totally fine for him to be a convicted felon 34 times. That's who cares about that? So I'm not going to waste my breath in my finite time on this earth engaging with cult members who don't think that they're in a cult, which is why cults are so successful. They don't think they're in a cult. Nah, not talking, not engaging with those clowns. Anyway, so as far as what I've been wanting to hear personally is how we got here. That's important to me. I always believe that if we don't know how we got somewhere, we could just return to that place again. And I am going out of town tonight. I don't, this is again, this is not a news source. This is an opinion source. I have a lot that I could say about this, and maybe I will record a separate episode, basically reading a lot of the texts that I exchanged with one of my close friends who's very smart, and some of the things I've been reading, but I'm not going to get into all that right now. But what I will say as far as how we got here, I think we need to, rewind. We need to roll it back, scale it back to the genesis of this issue pertaining to this particular election and campaign. Joe Biden is a fuckboy and a piece of shit when it comes to this election. He was in this election running way too long. But I will cut him a little bit of slack. How the fuck do we like to impose age restrictions, age limits, age requirements for everything but the president of the United States? You got to be a certain age to drive, a certain age to get your work permit, a certain age to get your driver's permit, a certain age to get your driver's license, a certain age to vote, a certain age to drink, a certain age to get a rental car, a certain age to give consent, a certain age to run for president, 35. Why is there no cap? Why is there no cap on how old someone could be to be president of the United States? Are we ever going to close this loophole? Certain age to get a gun, if I didn't say that already. Certain age to, get some, a lot of things medically. Anyways, are we gonna close that loophole? Are we just gonna like any 90, 95-year-old, 80, 85-year-old who wants to run, they could run? Are we gonna not do something about that? Biden should have never been allowed to fucking run. And Biden lied. My friend who was texting me today, Biden promised that he would not go up for re-election, and guess who the fuck went up for re-election? Biden is way too old to have even been chosen the first fucking time, as is Trump. Trump is an old ass motherfucker as well. So can we start there? Can we start with like how it running for president is a free for all? You could be as old as you want to be. You could have as many felons as you want to have. As long as you have a cult following, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you've done. So Biden is to blame. His ego, just attracted to, addicted to his position. He didn't want to step down. He didn't want to leave the race. So he waited, 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 waited. Kamala had 107 days to prepare. Trump had 4 years. And what Trump does really well is he speaks to the dumbest people, the poorest people in the areas where these people are desperate to feel superior and like they have hope and like they could get some money and like they'll have some job security, some type of decent economy. He speaks to those people and tells them what they want to hear. And when I say speaks to, I mean he lies because he doesn't give a shit about anyone. So Whereas Kamala, her campaign, she ran on a campaign of Donald Trump is evil, Donald Trump is Hitler, Donald Trump is taking away your reproductive rights. Apparently, nobody gives a shit about reproductive rights. Look at what the fuck Florida did, upholding the 6-week abortion ban. Apparently, in 2024, even though women have been dying since Roe v. Wade was overturned, apparently nobody cares about reproductive rights. Nobody cares about who lives or dies if that person is a woman and she needs a medically necessary abortion to save her life. Apparently, she is supposed to die because a man ejaculated in her. And Trump said that women should be penalized for having an abortion. When are we going to penalize the men for ejaculating in women and getting them pregnant in the first place? Why would we do that? Women need to hold the blame for everything. We bring life into this world, and apparently, our own lives that make it possible for us to reproduce, our lives are irrelevant. We got Trump and we got JD Vance, one of the biggest clowns of all time. We have these people. We're months away from these people destroying the country. I don't even want to know what the world thinks of us because what happened is America's image has been damaged beyond repair. It's not repairable. 50 presidents later, good presidents post-Trump, it's still not repairable. We are permanently in the gutter now to the world because Trump is Hitler 2.0, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm not the only one who thinks that. So I am not completely terrified because I'm clinging on to denial. And ignorance is bliss. And I'm basking in my ignorance that I am unaware of the fact that Trump is going to elect two Supreme Court officials. Sorry, judges. They think two judges are going to retire or pass away or something. I think it's retire while he's in office. He's already put like so many Supreme Court justices. He's already picked so many Supreme Court judges, and now he's going to pick two more. This is bad. Like, this is beyond bad. I'm not talking about the Supreme Court. I'm just saying, period, that he's in office, and now it looks like they're in control. They're going to be in control of the three branches of government. Every single thing he suggests, him and his F boy piece of shit, Garfield looking asshole VP. Everything they suggest is just going to pass right on through. They don't have enough opposition. The Democrats don't have enough or have control. So we have to start with Biden, blaming Biden. We also have to start with, like, we need to rise up and demand that there's like an age limit cap when it comes to president. But honestly, I don't want to sound hyperbolic in any way. I'm not interested in voting anymore. I wasn't interested before Kamala because I was like, Biden or Trump, I'm good. I'm gonna sit this shit out. Then I felt like I can't feel good about myself not voting for the first female minority woman. But after this election, do you think I'm motivated to vote? And I know that obviously I'm voting for local legislation and all that, but do you think I'm motivated to vote? And it's not like I'm the only one. The system does not work. It doesn't work. We live in a country that isn't democratic, but we pretend to be democratic. You should have to pass a fucking IQ test. You should have to, certain things, you should have to have your mental faculties, you should have to have certain things in place to prove that you are competent and intelligent enough to understand what's at stake, what's going on, and to vote. You should. There's too many people who they really think Donald Trump is going to lead them to glory, going to get them some money. And a lot of people just, I don't think they understood. And they didn't care. The South went so hard for Donald Trump. The South, the place where women can't get abortion? Okay. I don't know what these white women are expecting from Trump, but they're gonna find out. They're gonna find out very quickly that they did the wrong thing. I'm not gonna say they made a mistake because they came out in droves more than they did for Trump the last time. So I can't call it a mistake. They don't consider it a mistake, but they're gonna figure out what they've done when they lose their reproductive rights. When they lose their rights to IVF, when they lose their birth control rights, or right to, ability to get birth control, they'll understand then. And I don't want to hear from none of them. Nope. You can't, Karens, you can't complain to us. We don't want to hear from you. You made your bed, lie in that bed. And by bed, it might be your death bed because you are supposed to die if you need an abortion and you're in a state that has banned it. And these southern states, where it's fathers putting kids in their babies, uncles putting kids in their nieces, when there's incest like a motherfucker in the South, and the South is there banning abortions, even in the cases of rape and incest. Have fun with that, y'all. Enjoy it. These people literally blame Kamala for the economy and they think they had money with Trump. Wait and see what happens, y'all. Wait and see. You're in for a very rude awakening. And this feels worse than when Donald Trump won before because it is worse. And when he won before, he wasn't in control of all these branches of government. It is worse. So I'm really scared about what's to come. None of us should be taking this lightly. We need to be galvanized. And I don't even know what we could do because we don't got control of shit anymore come January, but we're failing. And the whole country pays the price for it. The entire country and the world pays the price for the most ignorant, stupid, useless, worthless, toothless, trailer trash, white trash, ass people, and all the Latino men who I guess all identify as white. Like, okay, y'all. Okay. And at this point, do not listen to any projection about who's going to win in the future because that is wrong time and time again. Do not listen to that shit. Also, know that the same results that we saw with Trump, we will probably be seeing 4 years from now. There's a pattern here where white women have an allegiance to the Republican Party, Latino men have an allegiance to the Republican Party. Asians have an allegiance to the Republican Party. Let's not act surprised when this happens 4 years from now. All we can hope for is a Democratic candidate that people will vote for because it was a tall order asking Americans to get behind a minority woman. We didn't get behind a white woman. We didn't get behind a minority woman. It's not happening. Not now. But if Biden, I was texting when I said I was texting a friend about it, had Biden not gone up for re-election and Gavin Newsom been running for the Democratic Party, we probably would have a Democratic president right now or elected. We probably would have elected Gavin Newsom. And anyone is better than Trump. So I don't give a shit if y'all like love or hate or no don't know that much about Gavin Newsom. We would have had someone other than Trump. So Biden can fuck all the way off. I hold him responsible. I hold him in contempt. I hold the fact that we don't apparently care how old somebody is for president. And I hold everybody else that I mentioned in, or sorry, responsible. Dumbass white bitches, dumbass Latino men, racist ass Asians. I hold all of them responsible. They're able to dictate our future. Bigots and sexists and misogynists are able to dictate our future. Yet we want to condemn all these other countries and talk about democracy. There's no democracy here. Apparently, it doesn't matter what someone has done if they're a cult leader. It doesn't matter. That's not democratic. A lot of his supporters are not clear-minded. A lot of his supporters didn't believe in COVID. I thought enough of them had died off from COVID. Apparently not, because so many more people jumped on the Trump boat for whatever reason. So I paused this. I had to. I can't really remember where I was, but we have to really lean on each other, educate ourselves. I think I was talking about how it's the most ignorant, useless people who are making decisions for all of us, but I don't know. This is one of the darkest times in our history, and I'm terrified for what's to come, and I do expect this to keep happening. And until we have more candidates that we believe that America can get behind, this will continue happening. I don't want any, we don't need celebrity endorsements. Those have been proven useless time and time and time again. We don't need to act as though we are accepting of everyone when we aren't. Obama, that was just a flash in the pan. Let's be for serious. We can't act like everybody, like we can't act like this opportunity is available to anyone who's not a white cult leader, felon, rapist. Like we can't pretend that it's open to all of us. So I hope you're okay. It was so hard to accept yesterday. My friend was one of those people like outlining, okay, she needs to win this. She needs to win this. She needs to win this. She could still win this. She might have an upset here, but then she might win this. She might do this. And all she needs is this. And all she needs is this. And she needs a few more blah, 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 blah with Kamala. And like, what's so crazy, I saw the devastation when Trump was elected the first time. And this time I did not stick around for much of it. They had some guy on ABC that, like, some white guy at ABC, he was so devastated. Like, you know, this was way before like shit really got south. He kept on being so negative, like it's not looking good for Kamala. Like, and I was like, I can't do this again. I can't watch all these broadcasters like look like they want to off themselves on the air. And I stuck around until about 9 or 10 p.m. Pacific or so, and I was like, ah, I'm good. Like emotionally, I couldn't endure any more of it. And yeah, I don't know. Woo. It's sad that this is so incredibly devastating. This is devastating on unprecedented levels. And now we all got to be subjected to very emboldened bigots. It's a di this is America has gotten extremely dangerous, worse than it's ever been before. The spike in hate crimes alone under Trump tells you everything you need to know, but none of that matters because his cult following has only grown. So just, you know, do your research, figure out what you could do to prevent this from happening again. But honestly, at this point, I feel very voiceless. I don't feel like I live in a democracy. I don't feel that anything matters if you're not following Hitler 2.0, a useless piece of shit, cult leader, I feel like you're shit out of luck. So I'm sorry, y'all. A lot of us are sorry. It's bad. And you want to know what's so sad? Like I said, it's a lot of broke ass, the brokest ass white people voting for Trump, thinking he's gonna make them rich. It's sad that we live in a country where people have chosen to vote for someone because they are so broke. So broke. Nobody should be that broke in this country. We need universal basic income. Nobody should be that fucking broke. That's sad. Think about that. Because if a lot of people had 2 cents to rub together, they wouldn't have voted for Trump. They voted for him because they thought the economy was better. They voted for him because they're really sensationalizing trans kids and trans issues. Like, they voted for him on some bullshit. And when you think about the finances, these are just broke people who want to get by. It's unacceptable. It's embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. And also be very careful if you travel. Be very careful about telling people abroad that you're American because this is bad. So I'm gonna just go ahead and end this here. It's longer than I anticipated with no outline. I hope it was somewhat decent for y'all to listen to. Love y'all. Take care of yourselves. Enjoy your holiday weekend. And I'm going to be hopefully covering all the Love is Blind bullshit next week. All right. Bye.